We're doing the Lashot HaRan work, page Kuftet Zayin, in the Machon Shalem edition, Reish Samach Vav, in the Mosadar of Cook edition. The Ran had discussed the idea of rabbinic institutions being a pivotal part of the Torah, and that he says we get greater wages for doing the rabbinic development of Torah, if you'll call it that, the rabbinic interpretations of Torah, the rabbinic institutions, we get greater wages for that than for biblical mitzvot. And he asked a question on that and defended his position last week, and he's continuing and saying this week, v'ata'ana shenit, the second claim you would have on my position, she'esh min ha-mitzvot arbed veikot b'minim u'myuchadot b'him. That there are many mitzvot that are very specific, meaning some mitzvot are not ever-present. Meaning you sometimes need specific circumstance for a mitzvah to be relevant. Kigon, for example, mitzvot atluyot ba'aretz, you have the mitzvot that can only be performed in the land of Israel, u'mitzvot shenitztavu ben ha'kohanim, ve'lo nitztavinu anachnu ben, and then you have the mitzvot that are only pertaining to the kohanim, we don't have those mitzvot, ve'lefichach, and therefore, mi she'eino mitzuveh ve'oseh, lo yigdal schacho, ki efshar she'ein ratzon bo uvemino. So if you're not commanded to do a mitzvah, so then it could be that God doesn't want it or doesn't want it from you. Meaning if I wasn't commanded to do it, maybe there's a reason. I don't have the mitzvot of the Kohanim. So then maybe one who's not commanded and still performs the mitzvah, who says it's a mitzvah? You decided you're going to do it. So who said you have a mitzvah to do it? And even though we know that the Torah is always in a path of pleasantness, so you would say, so then what's the problem? It's a correct path. This is the direction of Torah, so the ways of Torah are pleasant, so what's wrong if I do it? But maybe there's a logical reason why he should be doing the mitzvah, and you not. We don't understand all the reasonings behind why we have different mitzvot and who is commanded to do what. So this happens to be a very important concept, what he's discussing here. I'll give it one example where it's applicable all the time. Women want to shake lulav and esrog. Women want to hear shofar blowing. Women want to go to shul. Women want to daven three times a day. They don't have that commandment. A woman reads Shema morning and night. She doesn't have that commandment. So what's she doing? Is it nonsensical? No, she could do it. And it's a mitzvah. And she makes a blessing over it. A woman's going to light Hanukkah candles. Okay, there the women are obligated. Okay, that's a bad example. But we know there are many mitzvot that the women are not. The mitzvot that are time-oriented, in general, the mitzvot asay that are time-oriented, they're patul. So she still gets her reward. Why? So Nachmanides really says that's this idea that the path of the Torah is right. The Torah absolved her from the mitzvah. She is an eina mitzuvah ve'osa. She's not commanded to do the mitzvah, and yet she's doing it. So if she wants to go and hear shofar blowing, okay, that's her mitzvah. She could even make a blessing over it. She's not commanded, right? That's it's a machloket whether she can make a blessing, but that's how we go. Yes. It's a machloket. Depends who you ask. Rav Avadia says Sfardim paskin the other way. Yes, that's what he says. Others say that the ancient Sfardi tradition is not that way. There were some old time Sfardi rabbis who say that the old time Sfardim did make a blessing. Okay. וכבר נתברר בדבריהם שישראל המקיים את השבת יגדל שכרו וגוי ששבת חייב מיטה. You have a Gemara that says a phenomenal thought. If we keep Shabbos, good for us. If a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, so he gets the death penalty. What did he do wrong? Wait a second. Ain't no mitzvah v'osa. We just said, if the ways of the Torah are pleasant and everything's great, so why can't he? So the Ran says, okay, so you'll tell me, but that's a specific thing for Shabbos. God says, Shabbos is my covenant with my people. So what are you interfering? You don't belong there. There's an idea. This is our covenant. So you'll tell me that's only true for Shabbos and not other mitzvos. So there are only specific mitzvot where the Torah says no one else should do it. So you can't really derive from that example, because if this were, if we could generalize from this, then you'd say, if I'm not commanded, I can't do any mitzvah. A woman can't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Mikol makom, nilmod l'shar ha-mitzvot, she'efshar shelo tishlam kavanat ha-mitzvah, v'soda, v'mi she'enom tzuveh ba, kasher tushlam, v'mi she'tzivah Hashem itbarach. But you can still extrapolate this idea that if God didn't command you to do it, then it could be you're missing the point God wanted when you do it. Meaning there's a reason why the Kohanim have a mitzvah to do Birchos Kohanim. The Levites have a mitzvah to get their Maaser. And if you're going to start saying, okay, I'll give extra tzedakah and I'll call it Maaser, or I'll do the mitzvos even though I'm not commanded to do them, well, maybe it's not a mitzvah. Maybe you're missing the point. I'll let my land go fallow in Chutz Laaretz. There is no Shemitah in Chutz Laaretz. But I'll do it anyways. So who said you're accomplishing anything? So then you'll ask me, so then if the rabbis tell me to do something, who said I'm accomplishing something? The rabbis tell me to light Hanukkah candles. God didn't tell me to do it, so who said I did anything? Just like if I let my land go fallow in Chutz Laaretz, let me go shake lulav and esrog today. I know it's not sukkahs, but maybe I should do it. Ameinu mitzuveh v'oseh. No, you're not. You're nuts. That's not a mitzvah. You've invented your own religion. Okay. Okay. How come the rabbis instituted that here, outside the temple? It's a good example. How come we shake lulav and esrog 7 days? So the rabbis said it's an institution to commemorate the temple days. Wait a second, I'm making a blessing. I'm shaking lulav and esrog every day. I don't have a mitzvah to do that. I only have a mitzvah the first day. In the temple, you have to do it 7 days. That's a great example. So then, says the Ran, but when the rabbis make an institution, kfar eskim bo Hashem itbarach v'tzival kol ma she'gzeru bo, v'yado she'tushlam kavanato bo anu. Okay, he says it in one sentence. It's a very easy sentence to say, and it requires a lot of thought. He says, yeah, but God says in the Torah, listen to the rabbis. That's the pasuk we discussed earlier in the beginning of this speech. So, there's a mitzvah to adhere to their institutions. So when I'm adhering to their institutions, I'm doing what he told me. And that's the idea he discussed earlier, that I'm even doing a biblical mitzvah when I'm doing a rabbinic mitzvah. So then you can't tell me, well, that's like shaking a lulav and esrog today, because no one told you to. And if they do tell you to, if the rabbis institute it, like the 7 days of shaking a lulav and esrog, that's a great example. So then I have the rabbinic mitzvah, which is backed by a biblical mitzvah, and then I'm okay. So that, at first glance, that sounds heretical. So I can do whatever I want. No, the rabbis can't do whatever they want. The rabbis have a system based on tradition that defines for them what they could and can't do. It's not that they could say whatever they want. They tell you every Jew should wake up every morning and stand on his head. Now we all have a mitzvah to stand on our head every morning. That's not going to work. They have a system. They can't just invent things out of thin air. So that, you'll learn rabbinics, you'll learn for 50 or 100 years, and then you'll discover that you don't know enough to be a rabbi. I mean a rabbi like that. We don't have that anymore. We don't have that capacity in our generation to make such rabbinic institutions. But in the days that they did, so then they had a strong enough tradition, and they were working based on the system, which we know more or less. We know the system, we're just not masters of it. And that's why we can't make new institutions like that. We can't make a Hanukkah today. We just had a phenomenal occurrence here. 7 days of missiles raining on Israel, and look at what happened. We come out almost unscathed. So you look at that and you say, shouldn't we do something? Shouldn't we celebrate? Maybe we should all light a missile, you know, do something. No, okay, we don't. Every day on that year, every year on that day. Send one missile back to Gaza. You know, maybe we should make a rabbinic institution. Okay, no, we don't make rabbinic institutions like that today. We don't have the capacity to do that today. But we do know the system, and they were working with the system, and that system is based on tradition. And therefore, when they did make an institution, it's not like my invention let me shake lulav today in the middle of the winter. It's something that is backed by the Torah. And this is an idea that doesn't originate with the Ran. Really, Maimonides discusses this too in the beginning of his work in Yesodei HaTorah. Maimonides discusses that this is what Hashem wanted. This is Torah. Is it as biblical as the Ran says? Okay, that we already discussed, that not everyone agrees with the Ran to say that every rabbinic mitzvah is also biblical. That deserves a broader discussion. But that's the answer to the second claim, that they're working within the system, and therefore what they're doing is not an eino mitzuve ve'ose. It's not that God didn't tell me to do it. It's that he told me in a global sense, listen to them. And then when they say, I'm really listening to him through them, even though they're not prophets. But he did set up that system.